San Diego's talk radio leader, 760 KFMB presents It's Your Money and Your Life. For the next hour, Richard Muzio and Joe Vecchio will educate and inform you on matters related to your financial future, your life, and your leisure. Now, with It's Your Money and Your Life, here are Richard and Joe.
All right, good evening, everybody. My name is Joe Vecchio, your co-host, announcer, and producer, coming to you live from KFMB with 50,000 watts of power. We're heard not just in San Diego County, but Orange County, LA County, up the coast of Seattle on a good night, down to Cabo, out to the desert. And now time to introduce the main man of the hour. He is an accomplished marathon runner. He's a CPA extraordinaire. He's an accomplished and best-selling author and a family office advisor advising several high-net-worth families. Richard Muzio, how are you tonight?
I am marvelous, Joe. It's good to be here.
I forgot to mention, we have an app for 760 KFMB. We're moving into the 21st century with Reckless Abandon.
14 years later.
No, it's been running. And of course, we stream live on 760KFMB.com. And all the podcasts could be heard on iymoney.com. So how do you like that? Hey, Blackhawks, how about that? You've been following the NHL? I know you're not a hockey fan.
No. soccer and hockey, forget about it.
All right, well, okay. I'll be at Rosie O'Grady's tomorrow night if anybody wants to come down.
There you go.
A bunch of crazies watching the Blackhawks game 7. And we've got the Miami Heat. Looks like Sherry Arison's team is going to do pretty well, maybe.
They're in the finals.
Yeah, there you go.
Can't win it unless you're in the finals.
And who are they opposing? Do we know yet?
That's game 6 of San Antonio. Oklahoma City's going on right now.
Okay.
San Antonio's up 3-2.
So we'll find out about
that.
And the Padres won 2 from the White Sox at Chicago.
Wow.
Yesterday.
The White Sox must be really bad.
I don't know about that. I'm going to look up their record. But anyway, you want to talk about the Rock and Roll Marathon a little bit before we get into the show?
Yeah, since I probably won't be able to speak after I'm done running tomorrow. I'm just doing the half marathon. They're expecting 30,000 runners this year.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, goodness sakes.
Don't they get a lot of absentees, though?
About 10% of the people who sign up don't make it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a nice business to be in.
And then another good running event. This Thursday night at 5:30 at the Old Balboa Stadium, the 50th anniversary celebration of Jim Ryan being the first ever high school boy to break the 4-minute barrier.
Huh.
High school runners and so on go off, I think, at about 5:30. Jim Ryan, I believe, speaks around 7:30, and then the elite runners, the masters. I'm running the mile in the celebrity media division.
This is Thursday night.
Thursday night, the Old Balboa Stadium starts at about 5:30, finish up about 9:30 or 10.
And
it's called Bring Back the Mile. Competitor.com, and then type in Jim, competitor.com/Jim Ryan. He spells it R-Y-U-N.
Why is he coming to San Diego? Was there any connection between him and San Diego, California?
No, he actually set the record, I think, in Wichita, Kansas.
Oh. Is he from here?
No.
Okay.
No, just...
I know the names. I mean, he was the big deal back in the day.
But, Balboa Stadium was sort of the epicenter of the one-mile distance back in the 60s and 70s when track was at its peak.
Huh. Outstanding.
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got two important guests tonight, so I think we should...
Let's start.
We should start. Well, our first guest tonight...
Speaking about running.
Yeah. last week was Bob Brewer running for DA, and tonight we have a woman who is running for the county clerk, assessor, and recorder position. I don't know if I got those in the right order, but she's an accomplished attorney, and her name is Susan Gwynn. So Susan, good evening. How are you tonight?
I'm good. Thank you. Happy to be here.
Yeah, wonderful. It's great to have you here. You're in a dogfight, right? The polls are pretty close from what I see, right?
We are neck and neck.
Yeah, there we go. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and who you are before we get into the job itself and what you'd like to bring to it.
Well, I've been a consumer rights attorney for 22 years. My firm was one of the firms that started the tobacco litigation and got a $3.3 billion settlement that went to county government.
That's billion with a B, right?
Billion with a B.
Okay.
And to education and all those good things. And I've been working pro bono probably 75% of my time since I was 40, which sadly is 8 years ago.
Hmm.
To benefit the county.
I didn't ask your age. That's okay. I never would have guessed that. Hi. Not at all. So, anyway.
Well, thank you.
So, the law firm was down in San Diego or L.A. or Orange County?
We have offices here in Orange County.
Oh, wonderful. So, grew up where and went to school where?
I grew up outside the city limits in Colorado Springs, mm-hmm. and went to nursing school at the University of New Mexico and law school at the University of Denver, and have been in San Diego for, about 24 years.
Hmm. Wow. Nursing to law.
What got you interested in public office?
It's an extension, really, in the pro bono work I've been doing for the last 8 years.
Hmm.
I see this office as an incredible opportunity to do wonderful things for San Diego County.
Hmm. So a lot of people don't know what the county clerk, recorder, assessor, I mean, that's a lot of titles. Probably a big staff, right? How many would be working with you?
Super sexy title.
Yeah.
Let's see, there are 410 staff people, about a budget of between 60 and 65 million.
Yeah.
And the assessor's office oversees all of the property valuations, business and residential valuations here in San Diego. That's about $400 billion with another B.
Huh.
And the recorder's office is every document from cradle to grave, and the clerk's office is marriage licenses and some other licenses.
Hmm. Wow.
It's critical.
Quite a job. So your background, how does it qualify you for this job? Obviously, there's a lot of hats you wear and there's a lot of qualifications. I mean, the assessor part and all that.
Well, my background, I've had thousands of property assessments because I've represented hundreds and in some instances thousands of families and businesses related to their property valuation. So I'm very, very good at it.
Hmm.
In addition, I have lots of experience managing millions of documents, if you can imagine the types of litigation that I've had.
Hmm.
So I bring a lot of different skills to this office.
But backing up to assessments, some of our listeners might not know, you mean that when, for example, the county is assessing a certain value, say with a piece of real property, and the owner disagrees, they appeal, for example? That's what you mean by representing?
Well, two different questions.
Okay.
One is, yes, if someone disagrees with their property valuation, mm-hmm. they appeal it.
Okay.
And that's one of the ways that they can get a reduction in their property value. As far as my background, when people have had catastrophic losses,
okay.
including their homes burning in fires or other types of losses, and they've been unable to work something out or the insurance companies haven't paid them, I have helped them rebuild and get back to work.
Gotcha.
Now, I see some of your priorities are, you know, protecting taxpayers from overpayment. Have there been some egregious situations where they have been overpaying that under the current clerk that you think you can rectify?
Absolutely. Under the current, the incumbent, it's unfortunately very tilted towards the uber, uber wealthy. And the other 99.9%, unfortunately, are not getting
Fair treatment.
Hmm. The current assessor's been overturned between 86 and 91% of the time for overtaxation. So when you go in and appeal it and you go to the next level, they're overturning him because he is not treating people fairly.
Hmm. How many terms has he been in there? I'm not even sure myself.
He's only been in one term. Which is far too long.
One and done. Okay. Anyway. And then let's see.
But isn't it also true that on appeals that San Diego County is really, really slow at processing?
Yes.
I've read that somewhere.
You're right. Those are in audited records for the state. San Diego County rates the second worst county in the entire state. So 57 out of 58 for the highest backlog of property assessment.
When you're number two, you try harder or something.
But two from the bottom.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah, we're number 47, Richard. Come on.
And
you're the accountant here.
Is that because of the culture of the office? Is it because they're mired in paper and they aren't in the 21st century? I mean, why is that pathetic result the case?
Well, the prior assessor, Dave Butler, in 2010, to give you an idea, got through 42,580 assessment appeals and left about 20,000 appeals on the table.
Okay.
The current assessor last year only got through 12,000 appeals and left 14,000 plus on the table.
Whoa.
So he's not doing a very good job. Certainly, he's raised the number of staff. He's raised his budget by 19%. So he's got the staff. He's got the budget to do it. Unfortunately, it doesn't appear to be his priority.
Hmm. That is unfortunate. Well, look, we'll get more into this with Susan Gwynn running for county clerk, assessor, recorder. We're going to take a little break right now. We'll come right back with more of It's Your Money and Your Life right after this. Take it away, Mike.
Hello.
Now, It's Your Money and Your Life on AM 760 KFMB.
All right, we're back with more with Susan Gwynn, running for county clerk, recorder, assessor. And how about Ernest Dronenberg's customer service, your opponent? We were talking at the break. Leave something to be desired, would you say?
Well, I love that he's touting that recently he's got a 98% customer service, because essentially that amounts to he's got a little box on his counter that you can put an index card in. And guess who goes through those to decide if they're positive, negative, or legible? It's junk in, junk out. Ridiculous.
The methodology is important, right?
Well, folks who wanted marriage licenses under Prop 8 weren't really happy with the customer service, were they?
Well, no, you may recall that this particular clerk, after the Supreme Court ruling last year, when all of the other clerks in the state started issuing marriage right. licenses, he filed a lawsuit trying to block it statewide, and he hired the lawyer that actually put Prop 8 on the ballot, represented the proponents of Prop 8 all the way to the Supreme Court, and hired him to block it statewide. Hmm. Certainly not an accident.
And he lives in Fallbrook, and we've heard that he's not even in the office that much. Is that, I mean, have you heard this through the grapevine?
We've heard it from his staff that he's out on a lovely flower farm back in Fallbrook, and seldom makes it all the way downtown to the office.
Hmm. That is a little bit of a trek, isn't it? Anyway, and then we come to find out there's an SNL scandal that he was involved with. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, I just read that. I was surprised to learn that apparently he was the director of a savings and loan that was seized by the FBI for apparently some fraudulent investment scheme. You'd have to look at that yourself. I just read that yesterday.
Hey, back to the office, though. You know, I'm a CPA, so sometimes we have to deal with the department, so to speak. Is it true there's still microfiche being used for storing file?
Incredibly, yes. Incredibly, yes. You see the microfiche in those old black and white movies?
Yeah, well, I mean, it was like developed back in 1906 or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's still where, if you're searching for your marriage license or birth certificate or warranty deed on your property, millions of those are stored on microfiche.
And you're going to fix that problem? Because that's a problem, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a huge problem. We need to modernize that office so that we can free up people, get them out from behind the desk and out into the community to help people.
So you said your experience includes handling millions of documents with regard to court proceeding?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And by the way, not through microfiche.
Right. I was going to say, I figured it wouldn't be through microfiche.
So you're going to throw out all the rotary phones, basically, once you get in there, right?
And the 8-track machines as well.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, that needs to be done.
Now, what about this tobacco tax? He was against tobacco taxes, basically?
Yeah, he voted against a raise in the tobacco tax when that was an issue for the state. And of course, as you know, I fought big tobacco, so I just can't understand, other than for political reasons, why he would have done that.
Yeah. We're doing pretty well against tobacco right now as far as educating people, I guess. And wouldn't you say we've done a lot better? Smoking rates are down.
You bet. One of the big issues in our settlement is we fought to get rid of Joe Camel and the billboards and stop tobacco from advertising in kids' magazines. Mm-hmm. Absolutely ridiculous.
You know, we have this vape thing coming on, but I guess they're clamping down on the vape thing, too. I don't know how we're getting into this. I don't know if it has to do with the county recorder, assessor, clerk position, but
Susan, the office is considered to be sort of aloof by a lot of taxpayers. Do you have any plans to, like, do any kind of outreach or educational activities to make this thing a little bit better understood?
Absolutely. It's the economic engine for San Diego County. For most of us, our property and certainly our businesses are the main net worth that we have. This office is critical to the health for families and businesses. And you bet, I'll be out from behind the desk, and so will staff. We'll be out in the communities, whether it's in schools, churches, community centers, with our laptops, helping people to make sure they only pay their fair share.
Have you examined the website at all, and do you see any room for improvement there as far as the San Diego County?
Yes, I have, and unfortunately, I don't think your show is long enough to discuss all of the things that need to improve down there.
I'm looking at the city clerks now. I'm at the wrong one, but anyway, well, that's, you know, technology today. You know, you have to have it, or you know, you fall by the wayside. Maybe we should look at what LA and other counties are doing and try to emulate what they're up to. So,
do you have any plans in terms of efficiencies in the budget, for example, by modernizing or becoming an office that has less paper and microfiche floating around? I mean, is that something that you're able to quantify in terms of estimates?
Well, there are many things that could be done, and I've reached out already to some of the assessor offices throughout the state and have been looking at some of the best practices across the country. And there are certainly many offices that you can access your documents and, you know, pull up those warranty deeds and take a look at them. Actually fill in your assessment appeals online and mm-hmm. have that turnaround be much quicker. San Diego is so behind the times.
Well, because I noticed, for example, on appeals of property taxes, for example, there are CPAs and services that do this because it's almost like it's too difficult for a taxpayer to figure out. And I can understand it might be difficult for a taxpayer to get comparable data about what things might be worth, but it shouldn't be that difficult to fill out a form, in my humble opinion.
And frankly, it shouldn't be difficult to get comparable data. I mean, we should make all of that information available.
It should be public, right?
It should be public. It should be easy and easily accessible.
Will you be debating him at all in any forums between now and the election, or is it we're in the home stretch and that's not happening?
Well, let me say this. Mr. Dronenberg, anytime, anywhere, I'm so looking forward to debating you.
So he has
all
accepted.
Right, the challenges has been put out there. So.
You know, I have invited him. Unfortunately, it has not happened. I will continue to invite him, and I hope that he takes me up on it. We've been at a couple of candidate forums, and I don't think he's enjoyed that.
Excellent. So the polls are pretty close, right? I mean, it's neck and neck, wouldn't you say?
We are neck and neck, which is a testament to everybody out there that once they hear how the office is doing, they hear that he unfortunately abused his elected position to try to block marriage equality. I mean, why filed a frivolous lawsuit, wasted taxpayer money? Mm-hmm. I mean, put your head down, do your work. I think as soon as people realize how bad he's doing and that he used it for his own personal agenda, they are coming out for me.
Irritated.
Hey, well, can I ask you a question about your community involvement and charity?
Absolutely.
You've got a really cool charity called, I think it's Kids Eco Club, am I right?
That's right. Started it with my son when he was 9. He's 13 now.
Can you tell us about that? Because I was checking it out. It's really neat.
Thank you. Last year, provided free services to over 20,000 kids throughout the county. This year, we're already at over 30,000, and it's field trips, it's labs, it's camping, it's all of these fantastic things. It got Nonprofit of the Year last year for San Diego Unified School District.
Yeah, it's neat because schools don't have as much money as they used to support some of the stuff that people say is ancillary, but it really isn't ancillary.
No, it isn't. And we have some amazing, amazing teachers out there that just need a little bit of help.
Right.
Well, Richard, you have a pretty good foundation yourself that helps out schools, right?
Well, it's important to be active in your community, Joe, but it's just amazing how little, the budget issue with schools, let's not go there. Let's just not go there. It's neat that there are people out there who are willing to pick up that slack.
You know, someday we're going to do a show on the lottery because I know when they sold that lottery to the public, it was supposed to be the panacea for all the budget and money issues facing our school system. And all these years later, where it seems like the schools are still suffering and the lottery is, you know, flying high, I guess. So, I mean, don't you recall that? Right?
To me, it's just government bureaucracy.
Yeah, it's too much bureaucracy.
You remember that, though, Richard, how they sold it to the public?
Absolutely, yeah. No, I think, you know, my father was a school administrator, and he was so against.
That's why they have bingo in churches now, you know.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's gotten to that. But anyway, so any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
Yeah, I mean, how can our listeners find out more about your campaign? Do you have a website?
Thank you. My website is susanguinn.com, and that's G-U-I-N-N. And we desperately need volunteers right now. We can win this race if we just get out the vote. Apparently, the poll said 40% of the people are still undecided. So I hope you heard me tonight and that you'll share this podcast and that you've decided. Because Tuesday's the day to vote.
Tuesday is also my birthday, just so everybody knows. I mean, in case anybody wants to send a present or anything, I'm just...
Vote for Richard on his birthday.
Yeah, vote for me on my birthday. I'm not running for anything.
Write you in for something.
So how many volunteers do you need?
We need a couple hundred volunteers.
Okay. Well,
is that too many to ask?
No, it's not. So everybody, Susan needs a couple hundred volunteers. Everybody just bring a friend.
Yeah, and if you do finish in the top two, and it's looking likely that at least it's a good likelihood, he'll have to debate you at some point, right? In the home stretch from between now and November, right? I would hope.
Well, I'm going to keep showing up where he's at, so I think eventually that's just a matter of time.
Maybe we'll go out to Fallbrook or whatever, and we'll have a big guacamole party right outside his property or something. I don't know.
I'm in.
Hey, look, if we can quit dealing with paper down at that office, I'm going to be a happy guy.
Anyway.
Because I hate paper.
Anyway, Susan Guinn, good luck with the campaign here. And everyone get out there and vote on Tuesday. We've got to take a break right now. We'll come right back with More It's Your Money and Your Life right after this. Hang on.